I think that no one was really expecting it to happen, you know, yesterday.
Yeah, I think took a lot of people. They're coming back and still a little bit on that turkey, recovering from turkey, and all of a sudden they get that kind of jolt.
Exactly, and I was one of them.
Yeah, and I know we all jumped into action. So this isn't a done deal yet, right? It has to make its way through Congress.
That's correct. Congress still has to act in order for the pay freeze to go into effect.
And what's your say? I mean, Congressman Connolly told us that, you know, this seems fairly likely given the overall mood on Capitol Hill these days.
Yes, and I spoke to him, and he said the same thing. And it's unclear, you know, what the actual end result will be, but that does seem to be the mood.
So walk us through. I mean, I'm sure you guys are hearing, like we are, a lot of people somewhat panicked, and almost as much about what this means as what it could. They're looking down the road and saying, "Hold on, if they're doing this, something that was almost unthinkable even a couple months ago, what else might be coming down the road?"
In terms of
anything, furloughs, the F word, you know, furloughs, or, you know, people, I think, are really afraid.
Right, exactly. And a number of proposals have been made in terms of furloughs, in terms of capping the workforce, continuing to freeze pay, that kind of things. Those are all definitely things that have been swirling around, and it's unclear, you know, which of those things, if any, will come to fruition, but those have all been proposed.
And now even a lot of discussion about, hold on, could there be a government shutdown, and would this play its way out the same way that it played out, you know, what was it, 96 or 9, I'm having 90s flashbacks.
Exactly. So those are all things that have been thrown out, and we'll just have to wait and see.
So what are some of the questions that you're still chasing down? Because I know there are a lot of people still very concerned about what all this means.
Right. And I guess the key thing is just sort of looking at, you know, what Congress needs to do and what the different sides are going to come out and say and be in support of, because Congress still has to act, and the Senate obviously had a figure for a pay raise in their appropriations process, and the House did not. And so it's the question remains of sort of, you know, where it'll fall.
And I think still a little bit of an issue is how soon will this happen? Congress, the intermediary session of Congress closing up this week, and they still have a lot on their plate. Will this be included in some of those bills? What happens here? How quickly will we have an answer, I think?
Exactly. And I think it's an important issue and definitely something that will be looked at sort of first and foremost, but it is unclear how quickly they'll choose to act on it.
And we've gotten a lot of questions, and I'm sure you have too. What does this mean for promotions, for step increases, all those kinds of things?
Right. And my best understanding is that employees will still be eligible for step increases. They'll still be eligible for promotions and grade increases and that kind of thing. So it'll only affect base pay.
And so what are you going to be watching for the next couple weeks?
We'll really be looking at sort of what Congress chooses to do and any sort of follow-ups that the administration has on this, and also the Deficit Commission's intended to produce their final report, and a number of other sort of issues that have come up surrounding the things that we already mentioned, the furloughs and that kind of thing. So I'm just continuing to follow what's going to happen with all of those issues.
It's a difficult time to be a federal employee. You sort of have to take your Geritol and make sure your stomach's all, you know, because it's you have the Deficit Commission coming out, probably going to be some things in there that impact folks. A lot of, you know, you got to, it can be a little upsetting.
It can, and so that's, you know, just keep sort of following what's going on, and we'll do the best we can to stay on top of it.
And it can be particularly tough for managers who it can be difficult to manage anyway, but then in light of, you know, with folks saying, hold on, I'm working my 8 to 5 and then I'm out of here. You know, keeping people focused on the mission in front of them, additional challenges.
That's true. That, in addition to that, people have raised questions of retirement. So will this spur retirement? What impact will it have on hiring? So they're all questions that, you know, we'll sort of have to continue to follow.
And-